Brian Caravu from editor of Maple Street Press, the Packers Annual, and Cheesehead TV. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing very good. Glad to talk some NFL football.
Well, the Green Bay Packers, after a finish last year, second place in the NFC North, 10-6 record, and really took, I guess, a back seat in some ways to the Minnesota Vikings. But yeah, I kind of look at what, say, well, what was the downsides for the Green Bay Packers last year? I don't know if this is the general feeling in Green Bay, but you know, if that offensive line had been what it was in the last six or seven games, what it was in the beginning, you might have had some different results.
Yeah, you know, the offensive line, I think, gave up 41 sacks in the first nine games of the year and just like somewhere around a dozen after that. So, you know, they really gelled. And, you know, the Packers added Brian Bulaga in the first round this year is to hopefully solidify the offensive line. And just in case something happens to left tackle Chad Clifton, they should be in a little bit better shape this year.
Well, you know, they had some injury problems. They were beat up there. But once they got, you know, they got Tauscher in and ready, and when Clifton was feeling better, they were much, much better unit towards the end of that season. I kind of thought the numbers that Aaron Rodgers put up pretty consistently all year long, and despite the fact that he was the most sacked quarterback in the National Football League, I think some of the comparisons, and while he may have suffered in terms of public perception, in the comparison with Brett Favre, I think you'd have to say on balance that he had every bit of the season that Favre did.
Yeah, you know, actually we have an article in Maple Street Press that compares Aaron Rodgers to Brett Favre at the same age, at like, 25, 26 years old, and it's very strikingly similar, almost eerily similar. You know, I think Favre threw it for a couple more yards, but Rodgers threw a couple less interceptions. But, yeah, it's amazing how close they are at that point in their career.
Let's talk a little bit about the offense with Ryan Grant, as I assume is going to be the starter at running back. And, you know, Greg Jennings has been just an absolutely terrific receiver. Donald Driver now, I guess, has achieved grizzled veteran status. There's some weapons for Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, the Packers have one of the best receiving corps in the entire NFL between Driver and Greg Jennings. And one guy you got to keep an eye on this year is tight end JerMichael Finley. He could be one of the best tight ends in the game, and I really don't think that's a stretch saying that. He could be that as long as he stays healthy. Last year he had 50-some catches for 600 yards and five touchdowns, and he only expects to have more this year. As far as the running game goes, Ryan Grant has not gotten the publicity he might deserve. He is the number one running back and takes the very, very large majority of all the snaps at running back. You know, that could change this year, but, you know, he's been very reliable, you know, around 1,200 yards the past two seasons, and helps to take a little bit of pressure off Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, now what do you expect from that team defensively? Because it seems to me that you can count on the Packers being reasonably efficient offensively. What does that D look like?
The D needs to perform slightly better than last season when they had troubles in the red zone. They did an okay job rushing the passer. Clay Matthews did very well last year, but he didn't have a whole lot of help. So they need to do a little bit better job rushing the passer. They're hopefully going to get that with young Brad Jones in his second year, now at the other outside linebacker spot. They're hoping to get last year's first-round draft pick, B.J. Raji, getting a little more push up the middle from the nose tackle spot. And they need to be healthy in the secondary. Last year they lost starts from Al Harris, a former Pro Bowler at cornerback. Atari Bigbee missed a couple starts here and there. So as long as they stay healthy in the secondary, they should be okay with, of course, with reigning Defensive Player of the Year Charles Woodson back there.
Well, that's always, you get a player like that, get a tremendous boost to your secondary to have a guy like that. And you mentioned Nick Collins, safety. doing a pretty good job. Tell me a little bit about that, the guy who plays strong safety, Bigby, who, where did he come? I mean, he wasn't even a draftee, was he?
Yeah, well, no, he was undrafted, and just interesting. I mean, we just found this out minutes ago. Apparently, Atari Bigby is going to have ankle surgery tomorrow.
Wow.
And he's a very likely candidate to start the season on the physically unable to perform list, which would require him to miss the first six games of the season. But the Packers traded up in the draft in the third round to take Morgan Burnett, who's out of Georgia Tech. And this guy looks like he could be the best rookie on the Packers team this year. He's having a very good training camp. He's only a rookie, but he looks very, very promising.
Well, this is going to be an exciting year. I don't know if you share this, but as I look at the schedule, I think it sets up pretty well, especially early on, because the Packers will open against the Philadelphia Eagles on the road, but that's an Eagles team that's now in the post-Donovan, and they're going to replace Donovan. I mean, how tough is that for them? So I got to think that's a big deal. Now, then you go, you're home at Buffalo, you go to Chicago, Detroit at home, and then at Washington, I think that first five games sets up pretty nicely.
Yeah, you know, it does set up real nicely when you mentioned Donovan McNabb and his replacement in Philadelphia, Kevin Cobb. And there's not a better time to face a new starting quarterback than the first game of the year before he really has a chance to get used to his team and the offense and all those things. And same thing for Donovan McNabb in Washington. You know, they face him early in the season before he might get really comfortable in that Washington offense.
You know, and then you have, I mean, to get Buffalo and Detroit at home, I mean, those would look to be really manageable games. It's always going to be fun to play at Chicago on a Monday night, and I suppose that's one you can't put it in the pocket. But on the other hand, I think I like the matchup for the Packers against the Bears. So they could get off to a really, really good start here.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers could, you know, I'm not going to take a venture at a guess what they could start off with. But, I mean, as you said, you just look at the schedule and it sets up well. And, it's only after that point that they have to face the Vikings, who appear to be the other best team in the NFC North.
It's going to be great stuff. So we'd like to have you on, Brian, and enjoyed your chat with us this morning. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Go Pack, go.